Potatoes. Well, we're going to find out more about potatoes. We're talking to the founder of the Why Meat Co., Emma White. She joins us now. Emma, good morning to you and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, tell us about the Why Meat Co.
Why Meat Co. founded in 2009, and we're predominantly a plant-based business producing meat pie. Plant-based meat pies and plant-based sausage rolls. But just recently, we bought out a mini potato cake, which is something that's very new to the supermarket shelves.
Now, this is where the debate widens, doesn't it? Potato cake, potato fritter, potato scallop.
Call it potato cake, don't we, or potato fritter?
I don't know.
I'd say potato cake.
What do you reckon, Emma? The different states have different names for them, don't they?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I've obviously had a number of interviews over the last couple of days across the country. I'm based here in Victoria. Obviously, we call them potato cakes here. Nothing else. But, up north, they call them potato scallops. And across the west, they call it the big chip, apparently.
The big chip.
The big chip. Oh.
Which is bizarre my liking.
It'd be more like the big round chip, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's a very interesting concept.
So how popular is the humble spud
It's very popular. I think the reason for its popularity is due to its versatility. You can you can have it on your roast dinner, jacketed potatoes, in Hasselback potatoes, or potato salad. I think the options are endless.
Hash browns, you almost said it.
That's different again, isn't it?
Yeah. What's a hash brown? That's just a potato.
Yeah. Isn't that more
shredded?
Grated or?
Grated.
Yeah, it's more of a particulated product. Mm. So, it's either grated or diced smallly and then formed together to make, obviously, a hash brown. And it's slightly thicker from what my interpretation would be of a hash brown, whereas a potato cake sort of flat, smooth, and is like you're slicing a potato.
Mm. It's interesting with potatoes because there's always that slight guilt factor that maybe
when they're fried, that brings the guilt to it, doesn't it?
Well, it does. but I mean, it's probably one of the biggest food crops we grow in Australia, I would have thought, potatoes.
Yeah, the biggest food crop, I think, is the potato crop. Could be down in Tasmania. You guys produce a lot over in the South Australia the west of Victoria, and also over, obviously, in the west, in Western Australia as well. It's not really renowned to be produced a lot in the northern states of Australia. So it's more of a southern
They probably grow, which is unrelated, the sweet potato up in the more tropical areas of our country.
Yeah.
But going back, I always think about someone at some stage, going back hundreds and hundreds of years ago, maybe, I don't know, thousands, would have, because it comes from the Solanum family, which is the deadly nightshade family, someone must have had the first bite of a potato and found out, well, they may not have found it, they might have died, but somewhere along the line they found out how good they are for us.
Yeah, I think it's evolved, the potato, and as the stigmatization that you have is that there was, a lot of stigmatization around potatoes being unhealthy for you.
Mm.
It totally depends on your perspective on how you cook it.
Mm.
Obviously, deep frying it from your fish and chip shops. Probably I once in a Blue Moon eating preference, but... Our mini potatoes.
It is the eating preference, yes, I think.
Yes. But, you can't. I mean, the humble air fryer now has made things a lot easier from a consumer perspective. And I think a majority of our products are air fryer compatible and it just is quicker and crispier. Whereas, if you were to deep fry it, clearly, you get the crispy nature. But in an air fryer, it's... you don't have to add oil at all to the product.
So your mini potato cakes, Emma, so you got two flavours. Where do they sit on the scale of health-wise?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, from my end, as I said before, we don't, I mean, we shallow fry them at the manufacturing end, but then the consumer doesn't, we don't recommend the consumer to deep fry them.
Okay.
We recommend the consumer to put it in either the oven, if they've got an oven, everyone's probably got an oven, but also the air fryer. The reason for the air fryer is because it's an intense heat in a small space. So it sort of, and you can get it up to that is higher temperatures quicker, like you can in a deep fried product.
I'm yet to go down that track. A couple of mates have got them, and they swear by them. They love the air fryer. So you think that this is the cooking, I suppose, method of the future? We'll give up the oils and the...
Yeah, I think we're looking at more alternate, healthier options. And I think it's a lot easier to have an air fryer than it is to have a like a deep fryer in your kitchen, or put oil in and then take oil out, what you do with the oil once you've used it and so forth. And I think the air fryer makes that a no-brainer. Like you just put it in the air fryer without oil and, it cooks up within 10 minutes.
And your mini potato cakes, you get them in salt and vinegar and original. Can we get them in South Australian supermarkets yet?
You can definitely get them in South Australian supermarkets. We are in Coles nationally, so your local Coles should by now have them all stocked in South Australia.
Interesting. So you obviously saw a need for this style of potato and you started the company.
I think the real draw card for the potato cake is, you know how we've had chip shortages and crisp shortages because of potato and what's agriculturally happening out in the country at the moment. Our product uses can use any type of potato or any size of potato because, we don't need to slice the potato. It's a formed product, so therefore it goes into a form. So it gets cooked up, the potato gets all mashed up and then formed and pressed into a potato cake, hence obviously the uniformity of the shape that you get in the pack. And I think we need to start looking at more using waste products. I wouldn't call them waste products.
Offcuts.
Utilising the whole potato, opposed to, we just want to have the big sliced potato. And I think potatoes are very resilient. They're grown with an incubation of 16 weeks. So, I mean, that in itself obviously will help to maintain. I think we'll see some drop-off potatoes for next year because of what's happening in Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia. But, we just also have to be mindful. The farmers are the ones that are really struggling at the moment and trying to work out what's going on in this state right now. And they can't even put seed into the ground for next year's potatoes. And I think, just supporting local manufacturing. We're in both massively dominated international brands where they bring a lot of the importation of the product. They import a lot of products over. And I think we just need to be mindful that, Australian farmers, Australian manufacturers, if we keep it here in Australia, we're growing our economy. And if nothing has taught us, if COVID hasn't taught us anything, is that we need to look locally opposed to importation.
Exactly. For sure.
Emma, thanks for your time. Very interesting. It keeps the potato up there in front of us, and we can have it in so many ways, including your style of potato cake. Potato scallop.
Could be an alternative instead of chips, or that you could use it as dips and dips.
We've used it on a shepherd's pie as well.
Good one.
Yeah, in nachos, so instead of a corn chip. It just gives you, bruschettas as well. Okay. So like mini bruschettas, opposed to having a bread, you can have the potato as the option. I think, the possibilities are endless when it comes to potato.
Well done, Emma. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, guys.